Good evening to you. It's another Tuesday evening and we are live on Joy 99.7 FM. This is Geeks Card with your girl Adobia Brichum. This evening we have a very interesting topic for discussion and we'll be getting right into it. One of the things that we've been talking about in the year 2024 is for you to start something related to tech this year. And we are going to be sharing with you how you can start a podcast in Ghana. The ultimate guide for starting a podcast in Ghana. And I have with me my guest. We'll be getting into the conversation pretty shortly. But before we do that, we would like to share with you what has been happening in the tech space in the past week. So why not take a listen to the emerging tech trends? Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with Adobia Brichum. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN everywhere you go. If you are just joining us tonight, we are having a conversation about starting a podcast in Ghana, your ultimate guide. I have with me two amazing gentlemen. I'm calling them amazing gentlemen because they host some interesting podcasts here in Ghana. And the first guest I have with me is Joseph Inti. He is the host of Sincerely Accra podcast. Joseph, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'll be coming back to you really soon. I also have with me Adrian Daniels. He is the host and producer of the Sound of Accra podcast. Adrian, you're welcome.
Thank you.
We are going to have a conversation about starting a podcast in Ghana. And I know that the both of you are hosts of podcasts. And one of the things that happened when I posted the flyer for our show tonight was I had people giving some comments. And one of the things that came up was that they would like to hear the signature intro from Joseph. But before we do that, I'd just like to find out from you listening to us. Do you listen to podcasts? And what are some of the experiences that you have had listening to podcasts? You can share with us on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. Let us hear from you. Do you listen to podcasts? And what are some of your experiences? So, Joseph, I'll be coming to you first. Will you give us the signature intro?
Oh, okay. I mean, I have to, I guess. Welcome, people. You're listening to Sincerely Accra. My name is Joseph Inti, and it's brought to you by the GCR Network.
Okay, so there you have it. Felix, I know you asked for this, and there you have it. Tonight, we're having a conversation about starting podcasts in Ghana. But somebody may just be wondering, what is a podcast at all? So I'll start with you, Adrian. What is it in the first place for someone who is wondering, what are we talking about this evening? What are some of the things you can share with such a person?
Well, in terms of what a podcast is, I mean, this goes back to early 2000s. So essentially, it's effectively an audio recording. So we all used to listen to radio where it's all live and it's broadcasting. But with podcasts, it's a beautiful thing because it's actually recorded. So you can actually record it and it takes away the pressure of someone that's live who's on radio. So because you can actually record this media format, it actually gives you a lot of opportunities in terms of how you can approach, you know, being able to do it.
Okay, so I like the fact that you said it's not live like what we are doing right mm-hmm. now. And yes, because we said live, we are live on Facebook and YouTube at Joy 99.7 FM. Just in case you want to see what's happening in the studio, you can just hop onto any of our social media handles at Joy 99.7 FM. Okay, so thank you for that. I'm going to ask you, Joseph, when it comes to podcasts, we know a lot of the times it's about audio. Do we have people also doing video podcasts?
Well, video podcasts are kind of the in thing right now. You know, we started our podcast in 2017. And
interesting.
Yes, 7 years this year. And it took the network that we assigned to a lot to convince us to start doing video because I felt like video was a lot of work. You have to think about what you are wearing now.
Yes.
But you know, when it's audio, you just go in and record. But every single audio podcast was now recording video worldwide and then also in Ghana as well. So the new trend now is podcast, even though they are an audio thing, now there's video. So everybody's doing video now. In fact, if you're a podcast and you don't have video, it's like you're not following the trend. People are not going to discover you the same way, almost.
Wow. Because that was the next thing I was going to even ask you, that how has it been in times past and then now? So you've mentioned the video aspect. Is there any other thing you'd like to touch on again? How that been in times past and how podcast is now?
I mean, people are paying attention now. Okay. There's a lot more variety here in Ghana. When we started doing podcasting in 2017, you know when you get your phone? At least the Apple users.
Yes.
People want to make space on their phone, so they delete the podcast app.
Rather.
Yeah, because they didn't know what it was. Back then, nobody was really using it. So you delete the apps that will free
space. You don't really use.
Yes. So we used to go around and say, hey, check us out. And then you realize they don't have the Apple podcast app. So now they have to download it. But now they have it. There's also different other platforms that you can listen to it on. And like I'm saying, there's more variety. There was a time when there was like only one podcast in Ghana. And now there's a lot more. So I would say, yeah, in addition to video, there's more variety that's going on now.
Okay. Yeah. Adrian, anything to add to that in times past, things you think may have changed for podcasts?
Yeah, I'll add to what Joseph said. So video podcasting is a lot more popular now. So I think especially during lockdown, you saw a lot of people around the 2020s going online and doing Zoom style podcasts.
Yes.
So that became popular around the pandemic period. But now what you're seeing now is people taking the podcast and video production very, very seriously. So you're seeing, you know, 4K, 1080p cameras, production, you know, multiple cameras, and people are recording podcasts as if it's some type of movie or Hollywood production. Mm-hmm. So a lot more money is going to the video podcast, because what you see on social media, IG, TikTok, is this nice, crisp, clear video quality and the captions and stuff. And people want to be involved in all of the action. So they have all of this camera footage going on. So that's what I've seen, because I started doing it in 2020, video recording, video podcast. And I've seen everyone put a lot more effort and time and money into the production.
That is just so true, because there are times that you watch some of these podcasts and you can see the kind of microphones being used, the quality of the videos. You can tell that a lot of people are putting in the effort, and I think it's something that is pretty much good. So I'll come back to you, Joseph. You mentioned something that you had to be more or less encouraging people to be listening to you on the podcast. Some people may have even deleted the apps in the first place. So I just, there's something that we just want to talk about. Why is it even important for people to listen to podcasts? There are times that, yeah, we know there are educational programs and things, but I mean, if you are to tell us why we should listen to you or anyone in the podcast,
don't you want to be entertained? Don't you want to learn new things? For me, asking that question in 2024, I think, is the same as asking why should people listen to radio, I guess, or even watch TV. Podcasts have become a way for people to also consume content. You know what I mean? And people are getting more interesting with the way they do their podcasts. You know, one thing I would say is, unlike something like this, radio and TV, where there are some formalities and, you know, you have to sign in and be very professional.
Yes.
Podcast strips all of that away, and you're seeing the personality. And so if you look at the podcasts that do well, or podcasts that everybody's kind of like drawn to, there are podcasts that are personality driven, people that are very interesting.
I can say yours is really one.
I mean, you can say that. In fact, I'll not be humble. It is. Yeah, so I think the fact that like it's stripped down is, you don't have to go the formal way and you can be yourself. And then another thing, you know, when I was growing up and I was watching like news and stuff like that, you're not allowed to put in your personal opinion.
Mm.
You're supposed to report it and be like objective, and you know, but now people get to do that. And so if people like your opinion all the time, then they're going to come and listen. So honestly, it's a great way to learn new things. It's a great way to keep yourself entertained. And it's also something to do, you know, passively. Because if you are listening to the audio version, you're not watching it. You can be driving. You can be cooking, folding your laundry. So it's easy. And then you listen to it in your own time. If I miss the time slot for the radio show I like, that's it.
Maybe unless it's streamed live. Streaming. And then you can go back
that
one's and
watch
it.
Have data. You know, yeah,
I get what you're saying. I think podcast myself as an individual is something that has really helped me. Sometimes sermons, sometimes interviews with great men that you may never meet, and they sit down and they are interviewed. You get to listen to them. So as you're saying, it's one of the things that people can look at, and it makes it important. If you even miss it, as you said, you can go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
So, Adrian, would you like to add anything to that? The importance of podcasts, or what we have said seems to be fine.
Yeah, I think what Joseph said, you know, pretty much, you know, hits the nail on the head. So podcasts are consumed for many reasons, you know, to pass time, I think, and to be entertained. I think that's what he mentioned. But also, I think people want to be able to gain knowledge.
Yes.
You know, like, it's a different way of gaining knowledge. So we're so used to YouTube and Facebook,
yeah,
you know, Instagram, all these different platforms to gain knowledge or courses. But podcasts is another way where we can actually learn, you know, from, you know, self-improvement, business, you know, so you said sermons.
Yeah.
So I think it's another way to kind of learn.
Okay. So I'll ask you this. Can anyone at all start a podcast, Adrian?
Absolutely. You can start a podcast right now. You just get out your phone, you download Spotify for podcasts, and you can start straight away.
All you have to do is to get your phone. It's just that simple. Would you add anything to that? Joseph,
can anybody start a podcast?
Anyone at all? Yes,
anybody can start a podcast, but it takes a special kind of person to keep it going.
Hmm.
Can you highlight on that?
No, because you see, everything is work, right? And you really need to mean it. It's, I feel like it's very easy now to say that you want to do a podcast because you can even use your phone to record. That's how we started. We didn't use fancy microphones. I was recording on my phone in my wardrobe, surrounded by my clothes, so that was the soundproof. Yes, because you know, so the podcast, I do it with Kwame Asante. He's my co-creator and producer. So I used to sit in my closet, record onto the phone, and I email the sound, the audio to him, right? You need to be dedicated. We have lots of meetings where we're talking about topics, what we should like discuss, who we should bring on, you know. So it's not just, oh, I can do a podcast, and you have to have a POV. Point of view. So
yes,
anybody can start it, but if you want longevity, you want to get the engagement and actually go far with it, it takes something extra.
It definitely takes something extra to start a podcast. It's not like everybody is doing it, so I just go ahead and I do it. No. But I would like to break it down for someone who is listening to us and would like to go through it. I think I'll come to you, Adrian, for that. We would like to hear from you. Do you listen to podcasts? If yes, can you share with us some of your experiences? What are some of the podcasts that you listen to? We already have a message. Yeah, podcast is the best thing that happened in the media space. For me, the favorite podcast has been the BBC ones. Now, we use productive time to produce goods and services, rather listen to missed programs through podcast. With podcast, you can repeat the listening over and over. Yes, that's so true. Best show was about the sun. Thank you so much, Adosoa. Thank you. Let us hear from you. The number is 055-1111-997. Let us just hear from you on that. We said anyone can start a podcast, so can you just take someone through? You mentioned, we have already spoken about the Apple podcast. So if someone is to pick up your phone, like after this show, they said, okay, I want to try this thing out, what can they do? Can you walk us through that, Adrian?
Yeah, so I mean, if someone wants to start a podcast, I mean, there's so many different ways you can do it. So it all comes down to your budget. So if you've got no budget, absolutely no budget, what's something that everyone has, even if they're broke ass, is a phone, right? So
yes,
you can get out your phone, you can download, for example, a bit, I believe it's Spotify for podcasters. It used to be called Anchor. And usually it's an app where you can not only just record, you can also, you know, edit and publish the podcast. And then what that will do is always send the podcast to all the distribution platforms. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, maybe Boomplay, and some other ones as well. So if you've got no budget, you know, you can get out your phone, you can download apps such as, you know, Spotify for podcasters, and you can get the podcast out there to the masses. If you have a bit of money, you can get a microphone, you think, for example, maybe a Samsung QTU, a Blue Yeti mic, or whatever, just a dynamic mic, if maybe you're not well soundproofed, as like Joseph was talking about
in your wardrobe.
yeah but if you are well soundproofed, then a condenser mic will work a lot more better, because it's more intimate, the voice, like the voice quality is a lot more intimate. So what you can do is then you can hook up to software, like if you've got like a MacBook, like GarageBand or something like that, which is free, or if you've got a bit more money, there's lots of softwares you can get. And then essentially all you need to do is, you know, upload it to a podcast hosting platform, which is what pushes out the podcast to all the different platforms, Spotify, etc., because it's where it's hosted. Spotify doesn't own the podcast. It's a distribution platform for the podcast itself. So once you publish a podcast to your hosting platform of your choice, I mean, there's so many of them out there. It's free. Yeah. Some shout out to AfriPods. I believe your podcast is hosted on AfriPods. I think it's free for all African podcasts out there. You can upload your podcast into AfriPods. They'll push it out to all other podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. And then that's it. It's not too difficult, and that's just audio, and that's not without editing the podcast. That's not including post-production and mixing, the mastering. There's so many moving parts, but we'll be here all day talking about it.
yes, that's so true. We'll just have to start from somewhere. I think that's the main thing. Start from somewhere, and there's so many resources online too, if anyone wants to even go further with this. So what are some of the things that people can talk about if they want to start a podcast?
Everything. You know, the Sincerely Accra podcast is, we call it a love letter to Ghanaians everywhere. You know, when you are ending a letter, Sincerely Yours, that's how we got the name Sincerely Accra. So for us, at the time that we started, I was much younger. I'm still young. And we were thinking about, you know, topics that people in our age group would like to talk about, but we don't hear it on the radio because, you know, there's certain words you can't say. So we there's no limit. And aside interviews, we do vox pops. So we were going into the streets and asking people, if you're a fresh graduate, how much is enough money for your salary?
I think that one, my sister mentioned it, Debbie. She mentioned it off the top.
Okay.
So something that you guys also did some time back, and she really enjoys that.
Yeah. So the topics just, it's varied, you know. And like I said, if you have a POV, so for example, I'm taking it from like informal, fun, what everybody's thinking but won't say kind of thing. So that can be your POV. And then you can take a more serious approach. There are certain podcasts, like, you know, the guy that said BBC, but there are certain podcasts, when you listen to them, they are very formal. Yes. Hello, welcome to the BBC, this podcast. You know, NPR podcasts are so serious. You know, and then there are others where it's always laughter and joy. So the topics, it's really varied, but it depends on who the host is, who the producer you're working with, and, you know, like I said, what's your POV?
Your point of view is definitely necessary. Okay, so Adrian, I just want to find out from you. I know that you host and then you also produce a podcast. Mm-hmm. What would be your assessment of Ghanaian consumption of podcast content?
Yeah, I think it's on the rise now, for sure, because, you know, you're now seeing a lot more distribution platforms like Boomplay, Spotify Africa as well. They're pushing podcasts a lot more. I know they've done some stuff with Sincerely Accra. and well deserved to Sincerely Accra, because they've been doing a fantastic job. So I think the consumption is definitely going up. I'm seeing a lot more people now wanting to start it, because I get messages from a lot of people saying, hey, we want to start a podcast, or Adrian, can you mentor me, or something like that. So there's a lot more people wanting to get into the space because they want to be creators, right? I think YouTube and other platforms, I mean, there's a lot of people on there, but I think now podcast has created a new opportunity for people to, you know, get involved into the creative economy and contribute something which is unique. It could be their own voice, their own personality, like Joseph. It could be knowledge, it could be expertise, whatever it is. But there's something for everyone. Honestly, if you have a unique point of view, you can literally just niche down and you can run a podcast.
And if I can add, so for example, the network that we're signed to, that's the Gold Coast Report, they have a lot of podcasts on there. There's one called Sex and Sanity, hosted by Ami, where she's talking about sexual health and all those kind of things. There's After the Whistle, it's sports, right? Then there's Free Your Mind. So it's different. It really depends on what you want to go with and how you plan to present it to make it, you know, captivating for people to keep coming back.
Okay, so your assessment of Ghanaian consumption of podcasts now?
Definitely, like you said, it is on the rise, and there's also like more variety in the types of podcasts that are out there. You know, if you look to the global markets, there's very different podcasts that exist. And for a while in Ghana, it was the same type of thing. And now we are also seeing the variety as well. It's interesting that you were talking about listening to sermons, because every time when our podcasts come out, I don't know about you, when we check the stats, it's all these gospel podcasts at the top, because they release daily, you know? They release daily. Always. Yeah. So even right now, podcast is changing how people worship.
It's true. It's so true. For me, I think that is what podcast has been for me. it's just been recently that I try to just vary the kind of things that I listen to, but that's what it has been for a very long time now. Podcast has just been that. We have another message. I love podcasts, especially the sports ones, because it's time convenient. That is, if you listen, you said that is, you listen to it at your own convenience. Kofi Intori, thank you so much for that. We also have another message. Okay, this is Gideon Amega VOK, one of our guests. He's saying, listening live, great show. Keep it up, guys. Thank you so much, Gideon. Thank you so much. Okay, we have another message. Salient thing about podcasts is that it can be listened to anywhere, no location restrictions, like old school radio. Okay, that's so true. I think we wouldn't even be talking about that. But this evening we've been talking about how to start a podcast in Ghana, and I've had with me Adrian Daniels and Joseph Inti. We'll be getting into some more details pretty soon. Stick with us, we will be right back after this. Come back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichum. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. This evening, we've been having a conversation on how to start a podcast in Ghana, your ultimate guide. And I've had with me in the studio Joseph Inti. He is the host of Sincerely Accra podcast. And I also have with me Adrian Daniels. And so far, we've been sharing about how you can start a podcast and also what are some of the ideas should you even decide to start today. Our phone lines are activated. You can call us on the number 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. Let us hear from you if you have any experience to share with us. If you have any question about starting your podcast, you can just reach out and let us know. You can also send us a message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. Have you been listening to podcasts? How beneficial have they been to you? Let us hear from you. So the last person who sent a message spoke about the fact that they can listen to a podcast literally anywhere, not like that. Old school radio. Why he even said that? I just want to find out. I mean, can we just talk about this? Why should someone spend time listening to podcasts when they can just listen to a radio? Like right now, listen to radio. Why should someone spend time listening to a podcast? How different, I mean, are these two? If we can just touch on it.
Okay. Well, I think one of the things that makes podcasts easy is because, you know, like we said, it's not live. And when you find that you're idle and you don't have anything to do, you can go and listen to it. But if you are listening to a radio show, you have to know what time it is. If you have no clues from work and your favorite show starts at 6, you haven't started in the car yet, so you miss all of these
and
things.
And you can listen in your earpiece.
Yeah, but you see, the inconvenient bit of it is that maybe you are not finished doing what you're supposed to do. So now you're listening at the same time, divided attention. But the podcast is there for you anytime. You can even wait a weekend, then you do Omnibus.
Omnibus, like the soap opera.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Yes, Adrian. What are some differences between the two? I mean, Joseph has already shared some, but yeah, between the two, I think both of them have their advantages and disadvantages, the radio and the podcast. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you can share with us on that?
Yeah, I think with radio, and I mean, I used to do radio when I was at university. So with radio, normally you have, of course, people calling in. You have, you know, a radio DJ where, you know, people are inclined to play music. But with podcasts, it's more about, not about people calling in or the music, is more about the conversation and what's going on. So what's quite interesting now is that, you know, you do have some podcasts where people are kind of going back to how radio is. So you have live podcasts, a lot of live podcasts, whether it's streamed on YouTube or Facebook or whatever it is. And then you also have some people calling in, you know, which is quite funny. So, you know, I think podcasts, they can take the best from radio and then they add it to what the platform does. But the thing with podcasting is that, just what Joseph said, you can listen to it anytime, any place, anywhere. There's no restriction in terms of when you can consume the content. You can do it at your own disposal. And we live in such busy lives right now. you know, we're going here, we're going, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're running for the train, running for the bus, whatever it is. So podcasting just gives you that opportunity, that freedom to consume the content, you know, at your own leisure.
I like what you just said, and I think it's one of the reasons why we keep saying we stream live on Facebook and then on YouTube, because like Joseph, you mentioned, someone probably is in a tight corner right now, may not be able to listen to the program live,
right,
because it's on radio. But then even for Joy FM, for instance, we have podcasts where we just post these audio files when we are done on the radio, and then on YouTube, and then on Facebook. So yeah, because of the age we are in now, we know that definitely, even though they may have advantages and disadvantages, it would just be good to make use of it. Why not? Definitely, we would have to do that. So this year, we want our listeners to explore more relating topics to tech. So let's say a listener is just thinking about starting a podcast, right? What are some of the things they can consider? I know we've taken them through the application bit, but what are some of the things that they can consider? I'll start with you, with how you started yours in your wardrobe. What are some of the things they can consider?
I think the important thing about doing content, any form of content, is consistency, especially if you want to grow your community. It's consistency. So
I like that, consistency.
Yes,
because you don't post today and then forget to,
because it's very easy to start and then somewhere along the line you stop. And I think people that consume stuff, that they don't really like that, they should be able to they should be able to rely on you. You know how, like, maybe you have a favorite TV show that, you know, they are gone on break, they'll come back. People should be able to rely on you like that, because you become something that they enjoy. So if you're inconsistent with putting your stuff out, then it's like, okay, these people, they're not serious. So definitely when you're starting, you need to think about, how often do you want to release? Since Yelly Akra comes out every 2 weeks, because we know that the work it takes to bring out an episode is a lot, and we also have like 9 to 5 and stuff. So from the beginning, 2017, we knew we could not be a weekly podcast. So you have to decide, what is your frequency, okay? And then when do you plan to release it? Is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? And why is it that you are picking those days, right? We release on Mondays because Mondays are generally stressful. Everybody hates Mondays. So we want to be that light on Monday. When you've had your long day, you listen to it and then you're like, oh, you laugh. You know, so you're thinking about the release day, your frequency. Also, you need to think about your promotional plan. Right now, I think things are so easy. Now, when we started, there was nothing like WhatsApp status, stories and things like that. Now you can do that so easily and even add links in WhatsApp. Can you imagine how easy it is? And someone can discover it. So you need to think about all of this before you actually hit the ground running. And like I said, your POV. And then honestly, it's not just about hit and record. It helps, you know, just like your show, you have segments, right? It helps to break it up. If I'm going to be listening to you for 30 minutes or 45 minutes, what is the show going to be made up of? Is it just you talking, or you want to break it up with segments? And then you also have to think of how you can grow your community. You know, what are some of the things you can do? Is it by giving shout outs on the episode? Is it by following people back on your social media? So these are some of the things you need to think about. That's why I was saying that if you are really serious about it, then you are going to be doing a lot of thinking. But if it's just for fun, you can start a podcast.
Anything to add to that, Adrian? I think one thing I've picked is the consistency. For someone who wants to start, what are some of the things they can consider in addition to this?
Absolutely, consistency is definitely key. I think the status, most people that start, I think 90% of people that start podcasts can't get past episode, I think it's 7. Whoa. 90% of people can't get past episode 7. So if you can get past episode 7, you've done well. Why are you there, pal? So, you know, shout out to you if you can get past that. So consistency is definitely key. I also question, why is it that you want to start a podcast? Is it just for fun, for hobby? Great. Cool. Then you don't really need to worry too much, because there's so many moving parts, as Joseph has said. If you want to maybe create money out of it, you want to launch a community, maybe you want to transform the mindset of people in Ghana, whatever it is, you know, what is the reason why? Because that's going to determine how long you're going to be going for. Sound of Accra, I launched this because I wanted to promote global Ghanaian excellence to the world. I noticed that there was no platform, dedicated platform, that showcases Ghanaian entrepreneurs, founders, creators worldwide, got in Ghana here and across the world. And I realized this is what I wanted to do. This was my main focus. But then on the back of that, you get other benefits, like you get, you know, invited to events, you get money, you get partners, you get, you know, whatever, right? So why is it that you want to do the podcast? That will determine how long you can stay in it. And then also, you also need to think about what type of format is the podcast going to be. So is it going to be a group podcast? Are you like multiple people in the podcast? So if that's a group podcast, you need to think about, okay, how often can we meet and record? Because that will then restrict how often you can release an episode. You know, if you're solo, if you're just one by yourself, yes, then you can do it as quickly and as possible. And this day and age, a lot more podcasts are pulling out episodes more frequently, because what's the benefit is more discoverability. They can make more money, you know, from the ads, from the AdSense and all this kind of stuff. And then also, you also want to think about things like, what is your concept? You know, what type of podcast is it going to be? Is it fitness? Is it running? You know, what kind of podcast is it? You can be as niche as, I'm going to make a podcast just about Kenke and just talk about just Kenke.
Yeah.
So what is it that you're going to talk about? You know, how frequently is it going to be? What type of format? I mean, there's so many different things we can go into.
The different things that we can consider. Consistency is key. You'd have to check and choose a day of the week. And I think one thing that I'm just picking from what you're saying is why you are even starting the podcast in the first place. And with that, there are times I have conversation with some youth and they tell me, oh, I want to do something related to tech. I want to do something related to IT. And I ask them, why? What is your why? Because is it because, oh, there are a lot of jobs there now, or oh, I want to make money? It's the same thing that we're talking about now. So podcast, why? Because it's a thing now, I want to start it. And from what you said, the statistics there, if you can't make it past the seventh episode, then you know that's it for you. But at least if you've gone past that, then why are they apart? That's what Adrian is telling you. This has been Geek Squad. We have been having a conversation on starting a podcast in Ghana. And so far, I've had with me in the studio Joseph Inti, the host of Sincerely Accra podcast, and Adrian Daniels, the host and producer of Sound of Accra podcast. I have a message from one of our listeners, and he's saying that we should encourage you to use AI, explore using AI when you want to start a podcast. AI has really come for us now. Adusowa, today you're really doing the show with us. Thank you so much for sending through your message. Okay, so I think we have another question. Just a quick message for Geek Squad. Great insights, guys, from AM. Okay, encourage to start my podcast and get episode 7. Definitely, you have to do that. Abs, definitely, you have to do that. It's one of the things that personally I've thought about between YouTube and podcast. Which one should I do? But I mean, with how the conversation is going, it looks like podcast is winning. Who knows? Maybe we'll have another show talk about starting YouTube and then maybe my guest can also convince me. But it all starts with the why. Mm-hmm. Why, and then the different things that we've spoken about that needs to be considered. We will be coming your way shortly with the quick tech fixes. We've been talking about starting a podcast in Ghana, your ultimate guide. And I've had with me in the studio Joseph Inti, the host of Sincerely Accra, and Adrian Daniels, the host and producer of Sound of Accra. Some of the things that they have shared with us that we would need to consider when creating a podcast or starting a podcast is to check the frequency. How often do you want to release? You have to choose a day of the week, and you have to check why you're choosing that day of the week. You also have to check how you are going to be promoting your podcast. You may have to break them into segments. Consistency is very important. You don't just post one today and then post one. You start first 5 weeks, you are posting, and then you go on break for like a month. No, your listeners will not be happy with you when you do that. And then the type of format is also necessary. You need to just check and know if you're going to be doing it in a group, you are just doing it as a solo. You have to check that all that plays a role in doing the podcast, in starting the podcast. So can we just talk a bit about hosting a podcast in Ghana? Is there anything peculiar that you may have faced in your journey? I'll start with you, Joseph, before I get to...
Well, definitely, you know, like I said, when we started, a lot of people didn't know what podcasts were. So just getting people to listen. And you know, the way, what is a podcast? Then I'm like, oh, I have a podcast. What is a podcast? And you tell them, okay, so is it like, you know, just that whole getting people to understand what it was. Uh-huh. And then, of course, you know, in doing this, you are putting a lot of time and resource. So you also want to kind of get something out of it.
Yeah.
And like Adrian said, you make money through ads, because it's like you are building a listenership. And so if brands want to connect with people who are listening to your podcast, they can do just like you guys do here. You can do an LPM, or you can have us put adverts on there. And in the beginning, it was very hard convincing brands to do that, because like, what's a podcast?
Exactly.
Who are you? We don't know. You know what I mean? They are used to traditional media. So it's been an uphill battle getting brands to like easily like work with podcasts and also do that. But it's changing slightly. It's not where it's supposed to be. So I would say definitely the challenge has been, you know, mobilizing funds to do certain things, because we've been in the game for 7 years this year, and every year we try to do something different and exciting. We started doing a live show last year, so we do a live show once a month, and to do that is money, you know. And yeah, you can't always be taking for your own personal, you know. So just getting brands to work with and people to fully understand what the opportunities with podcasts was very difficult, but you know, it's getting there slowly.
We can see that. Anything from you, Adrian? Were there peculiar issues you've had starting a podcast in Ghana?
Oh, Dumso. Yeah, Dumso. Straight away. I was recording in January 2023, sorry. And yeah, experienced a lot of Dumso when recording with some guests, because what's popular now is the in-person podcast. I mean, you can do remote, you can do online and all this stuff, audio, but the in-person podcasts are so important. So when you have an in-person podcast, you have to think about lighting, cameras, action, all this stuff. But yeah, Dumso has been a problem, that's for sure. But also you have to consider also, like, you're putting money into this, right? So you know, here in Ghana, you know, I'll hire cameramen, camera equipment to be, you know, to come. And oh, you hire a cameraman and they said, oh, they're gonna drop the camera at 9 a.m. it doesn't come till 2 p.m. so you have guests who are waiting to come on the show, and then you have to go and get your smartphone.
One time, I don't know where we picked this.
I mean,
no, but I just want to say, you know, the transportation system in Ghana allows for anything to happen. Like, you can
then you set off early, Joseph.
No, but you can set off early and then the road is blocked and I have to go use another route. You can set off early and the transport time will best. I just feel like sometimes we need to consider, we don't live where we have like fast trains, where you know that if you get on at this time, you get on at this
time.
Are you
supporting the Ghana man time?
I'm just saying that there are nuances to it. Sometimes, honestly, yeah, I've set off early from home before, and okay, in the road I was going to use, they blocked it for a funeral.
For a funeral or a party. Surely does happen. Interesting. Okay, we'll be talking about how one can grow his or her podcast. We'll be talking about that right after taking what's happening for the quick tech fixes. Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Bridgium. We've been having a conversation on starting a podcast in Ghana, your ultimate guide. I've had with me in the studio Joseph Inti, the host of Sincerely Accra podcast, and Adrian Daniels, the host and producer of Sound of Accra. And just before we went on the break, we were going to tackle how one can grow his or her podcast. I'll start with you, Joseph.
Definitely focus on community. How we did it was to be very intentional about social media. Okay, so we started with a Twitter account. We didn't have Instagram, just Twitter. Mainly because that's where conversations happen.
Yeah.
And most of our, when we're doing our Vox Pops, where we're going to the streets and asking some of these questions, you know, they would generate conversation on Twitter. So the salary for fresh graduates like this, it will cause a lot of conversation on Twitter, and you just engage everything. So when you put an episode out, even if it's 5 people that comment, we engage every single one of them. Because when people feel seen, they are happy and they'll come back. So now that we have more platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, no matter the comments, we make sure that we reply to each one of them. And that's how you grow community. And another thing that we started to do was also give shout outs. So maybe in a week, if like 5 people followed our accounts,
okay,
we'll pick 3 of them and say, hey, shout out to you, Bridgium, you followed us this week. Yeah. Thank you. And it spurs people, because I listen to a lot of podcasts and I know what it feels like if I send something in and they actually read it. I feel good about it.
Yes.
So you should let your listeners feel good. And that's how you grow it. And also, like I said, when we do live events and things like that, people come, you know, they're able to meet, engage, they feel good about it, and they feel like a part of something that they don't want to leave behind.
Yeah.
And so then you're growing your community every time. Yeah.
So that's one way we can grow our community. I'm going to come to you, Adrian. You mentioned in your submission earlier that you can make money.
Mm-hmm.
So how can someone monetize their podcast?
Yeah, there's many ways. So the traditional route is through advertising. So what will happen is the traditional way is, for example, let's say you get 1,000 audio downloads on your podcast. Typically, that will work out to maybe $20-$30. So right straight away, you're thinking, ah, do I have to work that hard and just get $20-$30, you know, from all my hard work? Because when you first start, you may not get that amount of listenership to maybe end of year one or year two, depending on how popular your podcast is. So what you want to do is you want to look at things like live shows. You build a community like what Joseph and Cecilia Kras do, a fantastic job. They do that amazingly. Live shows, you know, then you charge for tickets. People come out and maybe you can charge them for drinks and food and all this kind of stuff. And then you can also ask your community, your fans, for donations. So if you have a PayPal account or whatever, right? You know, or ask them Momo, Patreon, Momo, whatever it is. Ask them to send you some Momo, whatever it is, right? Donations. And then you also have brands and partnerships. So if you have maybe a podcast, maybe like what these guys are doing, you want to associate your podcast with brands that are tailored to what your podcast is about. So because my podcast is around business and creatives, I'll reach out to brands who are aligned with what my podcast does and ask them maybe to sponsor a series or sponsor my podcast or maybe to sponsor an event I'm doing as well. Yeah, so many ways.
I mean, it comes down to numbers, right?
Yes.
If you have a lot of listenership and you have good numbers and you go to brands, they'll be interested because, you know, they know that a lot of people listen to you. And there's some ways in which, so for example, if you do video, right, there's brand placement. If this was a video recording of a podcast, we can put a drink on this table.
Okay.
And you'll say, hey, if you sponsor us, we'll put your drink here. So then they will come and sponsor you. And then also, if you're putting your podcast, because you're doing audiovisual, if you're putting your podcast on places like YouTube, once you pass the monetization checkpoints, you start to make money when ads are rolling in. So those are like the basics, just starting out. But it really does boil down to your listenership. Because for anybody to think you're bankable, put money in you, support you, they must see that a lot of people listen to you.
Yes.
And that is why I was talking about growing your community.
The community. Yeah. Sometimes just by attending to each and every comment that comes once you put something on your social media handle. So Joseph, what is the minimum amount if somebody wants to start a podcast? What would you say is the minimum?
Zero Ghana cedis.
Zero Ghana cedis.
Actually, no, not zero Ghana cedis. What is the cheapest bundle you can get? Because, yeah, you just have to, the cost of uploading it onto the DSPs is what, you know, because I told you, I record, even till this day, when we cannot do in-studio recordings, but we have to do something, I record on my phone. You have the voice recording thing there. So that's it. And then having to get it done, produce. If you have someone on your team who can produce clean audio, fine. But if not, you have to pay the person. Then how much money you have to pay that person also factors in. So you have your bundle and then how much you're paying your producer.
Definitely, you have to look at that. So, Adrian, what are your final words? All too soon, we are almost coming to an end now. What are your final words for somebody who wants to start a podcast? What will be your final words for the person?
My final words are, if you stay in it for the long run, you're in for one of the best journeys of your life. I've been doing this for 4 years now. I've gone past 160 episodes and I've had the most amazing things, from people doing a dissertation on my podcast to people flying in from America to buy houses in Ghana because of my podcast. And
yes, you're doing a fantastic
so many different things. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Joseph,
yes, your final words.
Well, because we don't have a lot of time, all I'll say is listen to Sincerely Accra. Comes out every 2 weeks on Monday. GCR Network. Shout out to Kwame Asante, my co-creator and producer. It's always a good time on Sincerely Accra.
Felix Opoku, I'm sure that you've already heard the signature intro and outro. Thank you so much for coming on the program this evening, Adrian, Daniels, and Joseph Inti. It's been your girl, Adobia Breaching. We've spoken to you about how...